What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, my name is Robert Lamb, and this is The Monster Fact, a short-form series from Stuff to Blow Your Mind focusing in on mythical creatures, ideas, and monsters in time. In this episode, I want to discuss a creature from Guillermo del Toro's Cabinet of Curiosities, a fabulous Tales from the Crypt-esque horror anthology series. In particular, I'll be discussing a creature from The Viewing, the episode directed by Panos Cosmatos. So, fair warning, spoilers follow in 3, 2, 1. In The Viewing, an eccentric and wealthy recluse, played terrifically by veteran actor Peter Weller, invites four strangers, each a standout in their own field, to his secluded home for a special viewing. As with such Cosmatos films as Beyond the Black Rainbow and Mandy, what follows is a beautifully rendered atmospheric slow burn, a journey into the psychotronic. In short order, all of the characters converge in a luxuriously trippy 1970s den. Weller's Lionel Lasseter urges his guests to indulge in various brain-altering substances in order to prepare them for the viewing. When the time finally arrives, Lasseter leads them into a special chamber containing an alien monolith. In due course, the monolith essentially hatches and an orange ooze emerges. It forms a pair of feelers or antennae, which reach skyward. It unleashes a terrifying psychic attack on those around it and then becomes fluid again, engulfing one of its victims and rising back up as a conglomeration of ooze-covered humanoid and twin-tentacled slime creature. This monster then ventures out into the world to better understand it, destroy it, or both. Its motivations are suitably unknowable. Now, these are just the major details regarding the episode. I can do nothing to capture the visual and sonic weirdness of the piece. You're going to have to watch it for yourself. But of course, the strange entity in this episode led me to wonder how we might interpret it via natural world biology. Of course, the fictitious creature in question is so utterly alien, so amazingly fantastic, that we can't expect to find anything too much like it. But at least a couple of ideas emerge. For starters, in terms of amorphous creatures developing feelers or limbs when needed, we can look to the single-celled organisms Negleria gluberi. It makes its home in wet soil and lives a slow-moving life as an amorphous amoeba. But when stressed, it grows a pair of flagella, hair-like arms or appendages that allow the creature to swim around at greater speeds in something akin to a breaststroke, according to biologist Lillian Fritz Leyland, quoted in a 2010 NPR article on the organism. Naturally, in vague terms, this reminds me of the environment-induced changes in the viewing slime creature, as well as the two feelers it manifests. Additionally, the creature's change from hardened shell to liquid ooze to shambling creature also reminds me of the amazing transformations that occur inside a butterfly's chrysalis, where the caterpillar essentially digests itself with enzymes, or at least digests everything except for the imaginal discs, dormant tissues essentially earmarked to develop into corresponding parts of the adult organism. The imaginal discs are essentially fed by the rich dissolved goop around them in the chrysalis. But most of the questions raised by The Viewing have nothing to do with real-world biology. Instead, we're left wondering why Lasseter insisted on augmented brain states in his guests before viewing the monolith. Is this simply how he entertains all his house guests? Or did he have a specific intention in mind here? Something about presenting a psychic alien entity with mental states that had been subjected to the same specific changes. There's a lot to think about here. We don't know for sure. The piece leaves us to wonder and dream, which is one of the episode's many rewards. I'd, of course, be interested to hear your take on the matter. Tune in for additional episodes of The Monster Fact or The Artifact each week. As always, you can email us at contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.